Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. So you've got an Azure Data Factory, but now you're going to iterate. Your development process is going to be iterative. How can I make that experience better for our developers?
Sure. So with Data Factory visual tools that were announced in January, one of the key aspects that we have made sure is that customers can do iterative development and debugging mm-hmm. while they are building their pipelines in Data Factory. What that means is that they can essentially come in and, as you can see my screen, they can create a blank pipeline. They can drag an activity to their pipeline. So let's say I drag a copy activity to my pipeline mm-hmm. and I just select the source. Let's say I want to move some customer information from Amazon S3 to Azure Blob. And at this point, I just want to test it to make sure that this workflow, this copy would work end to end or not. I still haven't published this to my Data Factory, and I just want to test it. So I can click this debug button, which is going to initiate a test run. And at this point, it's going to execute an actual run, and it's going to tell whether this copy is successful or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, how am I making sure that this isn't affecting anything in production? You know, I'm doing a test run, which could be a big deal. It could move a lot of data. But I don't want to affect anything in any other environment, and I don't want to run the whole experience.
Yes. So when you actually click this test run, as you can see over here, that I still haven't published my pipeline to the Data Factory,
okay.
which means any changes that I've done to my pipeline are still in my local browser session. So if you have a production workflow running and you want to make sure that that workflow does not get affected, this debug button for doing test runs is awesome, right? Because now you can make sure that your workflow runs end to end before you hit this publish button and affect your workflow. Also, what we tell our users is that when you click this debug, this is going to initiate an actual run, which means some data would actually be moved from Amazon S3 to Blob. So in this particular case, we suggest them that in their source and destination, they actually point to test folders rather than actual folders. So they don't end up moving terabytes worth of data just for making sure that the test copy works or not. So as you can see in this particular case, I was pointing to some test folders, and when the output ran, all I did was I copied like 1 MB of data from my source to destination. So at this point, it tells me that I had some 10,000 rows copied at a throughput of 250 MB per second, how much time the data was in queue, how much time it took for the transfer, and all the other statistics about your copy.
Mm-hmm. So then I make changes, I do a debug, I make changes, I might be doing this over the course of the whole day.
Yes. So like I said, customers do iterative development. So generally, what we have seen our customers doing is that they come, they just lay down the workflow that they want to build. So in this case, I dragged the Spark activity on SD Insight, I dragged the copy activity, I dragged a web activity, and all I want to do is that once my copy succeeds, I want to run some Spark. If my Spark succeeds, I want to do another copy to my SQL data warehouse, let's say. And if the first copy fails, I want to send a failure email. And they'll come and click validate, and we'll tell you exactly what is required for these activities to run. And all of these are clickable links. You can click this, fill it in an iterative fashion, and just run that particular activity.
Forgive my ignorance, but I'm looking at this and I'm blown away, and I'm wondering, how did people do it before?
Yes.
Were they just in a text file in Vim?
So essentially, before, people would create separate pipelines for testing it. They would essentially test it end-to-end to make sure it works, and then they would essentially productionize that pipeline.
Right.
But with this test run, we are making that super easy for our customers to debug their pipelines. So not only we are doing that, we are also enabling our customers to go in what we call as the Visual Studio world, where they can select a particular node and put a breakpoint. They can essentially say, debug until this particular activity in my pipeline. So at this point, what I have done is that I've put a breakpoint on this first activity, which is a Hive activity. It is partitioning right. some raw data that I have, and I can just click debug. And at this point, it is asking me certain parameters that are required for this activity to run. And if I click finish, it's only going to go and run this particular activity
up until that point.
Exactly.
Interesting. So How complete is that analogy? It's going to go up to that point, and then can I say, and then continue along?
Yes. So we are actually, you can essentially come and say that I want to hit up till this point, and then you can essentially resume after that as well.
Wow. This feels like you know, not quite like Visual Studio, but all the metaphors are there, the iterative development metaphors. Are there watches and locals, and can I look at the data as it moves through the process?
So at this point in time, you are just allowed to do debug up till that point. You cannot debug into a node, right? Mm. For that, you will have to put your watch processes. You'll have to we give you ability to write custom code to do that. Mm-hmm. So you can do that and make sure you can persist that state into disk, into a storage, and you can even pass those values across your activities. But you cannot step into a node, if you will. Mm-hmm.
So now that you've been working on this for a while, and as a data scientist yourself, you're experiencing this, how do you find this experience? Is this something where you can't live without it now that you've had it?
Absolutely, right? Because every time you think about a customer in production, they have complex workflows. They have like thousands of pipelines, right? And in some cases, they just want to test up till a certain point. They don't want to run the entire pipeline in their data factory. So all these features that we have enabled for you to do continuous iterative development and debugging, they're super useful for our customers. And we are seeing heavy usage of these features with our customers.
And is this something that's just going to light up automatically? People who are watching will go and visit their site and see that the debug button has been lit up and they have this feature now?
Yes. This is actually available today in your data factory. Once you launch, you build your workflows, you can put breakpoints, you can do test runs. We also have documentation published in our public documentation that tells you exactly how you can do iterative development and debugging.
So now you've got iterative development that we talked about in this show, and then we've got continuous integration and deployment that we talked about in another episode that people should be sure to check out. This feels like a fully fleshed out development environment for data factories.
Absolutely. So what we are trying to do is that we are trying to build this as a development environment for data developers, right? Where they can build their data integration workflows, where they can build their ETL or ELT pipelines end to end in an iterative fashion.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you.
I am learning all about how to iterate over my data factories and a debugging experience here on Azure Friday.